Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. This is Chris Lorton. I'll be your host today, and my guest today, Barb Tracy. Welcome, Barb. How are you, Barb?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. I'm glad that we've been neighbors for a while. Right?
Yes.
We were neighbors. You grew up in Jersey County and graduated a few years ago, I imagine. And you were a teacher.
Yes. I was an educator for 31 years.
Yeah. What'd you teach?
Pretty much every subject. K through, I taught a master's degree in statistics, which is a little scary when you see my math. But I really enjoyed it, and I miss the kids. The kids are awesome in education.
Now, okay, so you graduate from Jerseyville. What college did you go to?
Undergraduate, I went to Oklahoma State. Then I taught 4 years in Texas. Went to graduate school at University of Missouri. Keep coming back to the Midwest, even though the winters are a little chilly.
Now you married someone from Texas, right?
I did, and he's a Texas man, and he loves it there. His family is there, so we do part-time here, part-time there.
Yeah, now what's his name?
His name is Alton Ledwig. His name is spelled just like Alton, Illinois.
But pronounced so, Alton. Did you meet him in college?
No, I met him when I was teaching.
Was he a teacher as well?
No, he worked at Southwest Research Institute, so...
I see.
Anyway, so he's a good man, and he's coming up here to visit very often, a lot. So
you, for the listeners, Barb lives in Texas part-time. She lives here in Jerseyville part-time. Mm-hmm. You have an Airbnb that you rent out and also live in.
Correct.
Now, how long ago did you purchase that Airbnb?
My husband and I purchased it in 2006 because, again, you know, this is, as people say, they've told me I have a tap root for all you gardeners to Jerseyville, not a fibrous root, because I keep coming back. I really enjoy the people, the town, just the culture here. And so we purchased that building. It was Coop's Jewelry previous.
Yes.
I had ties to that building because I do remember when my dad missed an anniversary, he had to run up to Gordon Coop and get something for my mom. But so I love the building. We rehabbed it. Upstairs has 1888 sugar pine floors, and
nice.
Natural brick. And so I just enjoy it. And I like to have people, when they come visit family for weddings, maybe not so happy occasions, funerals, they have a nice place to stay. It's like home.
Yeah. And so how big is it? How many bedrooms or how many people's asleep?
It's a 1,500 square foot. It's got two bedrooms. It sleeps seven, though, because of the couch pullout. So it's a two bedroom, two bath, full car garage. But it is upstairs. But we did try to increase the accessibility by installing a chairlift.
I see. Now,
so everybody is welcome.
So you advertise that on Airbnb, right?
Airbnb, VRBO, and if folks know me, they'll just give me a call, and if I don't have a renter, it's just a great place to stay.
Well, but tell me this. I've considered Airbnbs, thought about it, you know, like maybe doing something with an Airbnb. Tell me, what's the rundown on that? Now, you said, let's say I have a property, and I'd like to have it be an Airbnb versus renting it as an apartment. So, of course, you have to furnish it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what else do you have to do besides just the furnishings?
Well, it's really up to the individual that's running the business. And I do consider it a business because we are serving clientele. We want people to come in.
It's like
in
a hotel room.
Exactly.
Right?
Only I want it more homey. I provide a product for, you know, cleaning products, shampoo, all of that, a full kitchen. I want people to feel at home. But again, they're normal people. There's wear and tear, you know, renters, and not all people respect your property as you do. But for the most part, I've had wonderful renters, and just to hear their reviews. But in addition, the property managers that take care of the place while I'm not here, the lady who cleans it, they're just awesome.
So let me get this right. You bought the place, you get it furnished, but somebody else is booking the dates, right? Or you don't have to do that, do you?
No, it's all through an online presence. So that you just go through the website and they contact me. I'll just use Chris Lorton. Chris Lorton wants to rent the space the weekend of January 31st through February 2nd.
Yes.
I accept or I don't, and you have reviews and through the...
So they send this to you and you go... Maybe you don't want the person or what? Maybe you say, oh, I'm going to be there then, so I can't rent it. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. And there are calendars on the website. So if the dates are blocked and both websites that you list the property on sync, so you are able to, I mean, it has happened a double booking, but for the most part, it's all online. And
so you use Airbnb. Who else did you
VRBO.
Use? VRBO. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No, I haven't, but you could, like there's Furnished Finders or there's a few other websites.
And you say those calendars
are supposed to sync.
They're supposed to sync, I see. So can I ask, for example, what does it cost to have that type of service?
The website, well, it depends on what you charge for your
facility. Let's just say I charge $100 a night.
All right. Well, actually, $100 a night, then they will charge the traveler the $100. You might have a cleaning service attached to that, whatever it is. And the website takes a small percentage. So if they stayed three nights, instead of getting $300, you might get $280.
Okay.
But again, they take care of, they get all the money. It's direct deposit. You don't even, it's very
so
easy.
So only for that small percentage, they take care of the renting of
right. Well, actually, the owner of the property is pretty much in charge of it. The two websites provide the easy facility to have people from all over the world book it. You, as an owner of the property, can establish your cleaning fees, your pet fees, extra people fees. So it depends on what the person that owns the property wants to charge, and then the websites will take a percentage, but it is very small.
Wow. It's, I mean, I didn't realize that. I thought mm-hmm. it was much higher than that, but that's sounds like a great deal to me.
Well, and of course, the numbers I gave you were just a really low ball. I charge $150. So if I have someone, it's a two night minimum, should get $300. I get $291.
All right. And then you have your cleaning expenses
yes.
out of that.
And
right?
that's most important. I pay the cleaning, and the lady that cleans it is just marvelous, because the reviewers will let you know in a minute if it wasn't clean. So
do they have to come in like every day or
no.
at the end?
They come in at the end. So if someone rents it for a week, then they cleaning goes in after they've gone, and then they report to me that, yes, they left it in a very good condition. They didn't hurt anything. So,
do you get a deposit on these rentals?
Some places require it. I could require it, but I don't up here, because everybody that stayed here has been really good. I'm knocking on wood, but they're really good renters.
But how do you know that you're going to get a good renter? I mean, what if you got somebody? What if you got somebody that trashed the place?
Well,
then what would you do?
And there's been a couple, that they didn't get a 5-star review from me. But the people that come in, you see the reviews the other owners have posted.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you have you get a little bit of some info on the people.
Right. You have info. And if it's someone who really is not a good renter, Airbnb won't let them.
I see. If they've had some issues.
Yeah.
So is that becoming, I know it's popular, but what do you think? Is it becoming more popular than maybe 5 years ago, or what's going on? Is it leveled off?
I really think it has nowhere to go but up, because when you travel, especially with families and volleyball teams and football teams, the parents, quite a few of them get together, they rent a large house. It's better and sometimes cheaper than a hotel. but because you have a kitchen, you have all the amenities of home in most places. So I do think it's here to stay.
Yes. Is there many other Airbnbs in Jerseyville that you know of?
The good news is there's a few more. When I'm full and I actually in communication with renters, I said, well, try Grafton, because there's quite a few in Grafton.
Okay.
But I'm so pleased Jerseyville's getting a few more. There's a couple in Carrollton. There was a couple in Fieldon. So it's just good to see.
Yeah. I heard that there is some even out in the country.
Oh,
like out in the farm areas and stuff.
And that's another draw. I mean, I grew up in the country on a dairy farm. And so, you know, city people, that's what they call it. They call me a country girl. They enjoy the country life.
If you're just joining us, I have Barb Tracy with me. She lives in Texas, also lives in Jerseyville, grew up here in Jerseyville, and is in the Airbnb business. Do you have any other businesses going on? Just one Airbnb, that's all you have, this location?
That's enough, yes. I'm a retired educator, so yes, that's what we do now.
Yeah. Now, how about Alton?
Yes.
What's Alton do?
Alton is retired. He worked at Southwest Research Institute, and he enjoys Texas. He is from Texas. And so when I come up here, he stays there and takes care of that property, and his family's there. So,
what do you like about Texas? I hear a lot about Texas. A lot of people moving to Texas. Why are people moving to Texas?
Taxes.
Taxes. Property taxes?
Property taxes. We do not have a state income tax.
You don't?
No. There is no tax on food.
Nope.
It is a right to work state. If you want to go anywhere in Texas, and friends from here, we just say it's right down the road, but it is about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. But for us, that is right down the road. So,
How about the people in Texas?
Oh, they're marvelous. They like? In all parts of Texas, they're just, and again, just like here, they're so giving, and they give you the shirt off the back, their backs. And I taught in Mexico. Same with the Mexican people. I feel very sorry for them with the cartels that are so violent now, but people are good. I don't care if you're in Texas, Illinois, or wherever, just people are good. I love it.
Now, the town that you live in Texas, what'd you say the name of the town?
San Antonio.
You live in San Antonio.
Sí.
Oh, do you live inside the city, or do you live on the outskirts, or
in a suburb?
Okay.
So, and I just had friends from Texas coming up here. They just stayed 2 or 3 days. They absolutely loved it. Well, except for the snow. So.
Yes.
Yeah. But.
Now Texas, the taxes are better. Is there any drawbacks with Texas heat?
Heat. I mean, in the summertime, you have the cold winters here, but if I remember correctly, the past winters haven't been this brutal.
No, they haven't been.
The Texas heat is incredible if you're not used to it, but that's why they make air conditioning. So.
How do you deal with that Texas heat? Like when you're outside, how do you deal with that?
Again, you just plan your day. You work outside in the morning and the evenings, and in the heat of the day, you're in the AC.
How about people that are laboring, building, and carrying on? How about them? What do they do?
And again, you do acclimate, and I know that, but water, so much.
Drink a lot of water?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of cowboy hats, or is that just in the movies? Is there a lot of Texas?
No, it's everywhere.
They're wearing cowboy hats everywhere?
Yeah, my husband doesn't own a pair of shoes, just cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots. Why is that?
He thinks they're way more comfortable. He just, and that's what he's always worn, so...
Now, let's just talk about your cousins a little bit. Okay. You are Barb Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're related to the Tracys that started the Dot Foods. And you see all these trailer trucks running up and down the road, Dot Foods. A little history on that, on your cousins.
Well, we grew up on a dairy farm milking registered Holsteins. And there were four children, and my dad was the oldest, so he inherited the farm, well, part of the farm, and he decided to, that was his profession. The second son, he decided to start his own business. He started out of the trunk of his car. It has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry through their hard work.
What was his name? Or what
his name
his
was
name?
Bob Tracy. My dad was Bill Tracy. And if anyone is knows anything about playing hockey on the pond, softball, he was quite coach. They called him coach. And his younger son, Bob Tracy, had 12 children. They all work in the business, and they all work very hard.
And that business, did it start in Jerseyville or did it start
up? He started it up north. And his wife, they both passed, but his wife was from up there. And they started out of the trunk of his car. As I mentioned, he did work for Prairie Farms for a while. Then he started out on his own.
So what was he selling out of the trunk of his car?
It's kind of like food products. And you own George's, or you did, and mm-hmm. You would buy your products, some of them, from Sysco.
Yeah.
Well.
Or Steckles.
That place is awesome. Oh, yes. Sorry. Anyway, Dot Foods sells to Steckles.
Right.
They sell to Sysco. So he started out by being the person that sold to the business owners, but then he just expanded.
How did he expand so big?
They started out, and all of my cousins that were my age, they would come down here for 2 weeks on the farm and work on the farm. But the rest of the year, they would go to school and then work, and they had Quonset huts in Mount Sterling. And so he would run his trucks out of the Quonset huts. And there is an entire history. I don't know it all, but it's online, and they've produced books about how he actually started. I just got the secondhand version when they came to visit, and... So,
but it grew pretty rapidly in a matter of how many years?
And I would credit not only Bob for founding the business, and he really worked hard, and he had a really good business. But when his son started coming up and started taking over CEO, CFO, president, they really expanded it, like nationwide. They have huge warehouses in New York, Amarillo, Mount Sterling. You see their trucks on the road. So,
how many trucks do you think they have out there running?
Oh, I just drove in from Ohio. I saw 20 or 30 just in a day. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, they're everywhere.
They are.
Yeah. Are they the biggest in that area?
I'm not sure if they're the biggest, but they do a good business.
Yeah. And it's still. The family main owned. Part of the company is still in Mount Sterling, Illinois.
I think most of the, and I call them my Dot Food cousins, they live in St. Louis. They have an office in St. Louis, but Mount Sterling is a huge complex. And they do have, and if anybody's up there, you should go to the store, Dorothy's store. I'm not sure what the official name is. But
in Mount Sterling?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So some of the broken boxes, but you know, of frozen goods, it's great. You have to go in there.
Okay.
Really nice.
Yeah, Mount Sterling is a nice area. Mm-hmm. It's a good town. So what else is going on for you? You're retired. What are you doing? What's some of the fun things that you do?
Fun things to come to Jerseyville.
Yeah. And what do you do when you come to Jerseyville?
Well, I see a lot of people that I can't remember their names because it was been like 30, 50, lots of years, but it's just really good to come home. My husband and I, we travel some, but a lot of it's up here and go see family.
And just, do you like going to some of the events that we have throughout the course of the year? Do you plan it like around anything? Like the fair, do you make it to the calendar?
If Jersey I can't, if, you know, it depends on what's going on. And again, being retired, you know, you take your pick. So
yeah,
it's a good thing.
So you plan on, how long would be, I know you're in Jerseyville now. Mm-hmm. How long do you stay?
Well, this time, maybe a little longer. My sister, there's three Bill Tracys, she has Alzheimer's. So, and one of the Dot Food cousins, he's on the national board. And sad to say, one of the Dot Food cousins, my age, just passed due to Alzheimer's.
Oh, shoot.
So it is genetic. And so that takes up a lot of time. We go and we take my sister and take her places and while she still can.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's for sure. Well, believe it or not, we're running close to out of time for this interview. I'm so glad that you came in. Any words of wisdom that you would like to pass on to the listeners here in Jersey or in the Tri-County areas about maybe things they need to appreciate for seeing the, how you lived here, you left, you came back, and you come back and forth? Anything that you would like to share?
Oh, my words of wisdom, probably not so much, but just that this is a beautiful area. Folks here are marvelous. They are. But I think people are good in all parts of the world. We might differ in political opinions. We might differ in religions. But we're all the same. It's just fun to come back.
Yeah,
home.
I find that too. You know, because if you watch, if you watch TV, media, you see all this, like, everybody arguing, fighting, but I don't see it.
No.
Anywhere I go, I never see that.
No.
You know?
So, and the small town, folks that just came up to visit from Texas, they said, I see why you come up here a lot. Just small town. People are friendly. They're just nice to see you. How you doing? It's just a good place to be.
Yes. Well, Barb Tracy, thanks so much for coming in today. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the rest of your stay. And if people wanted to rent your Airbnb, say they have, you know, family coming in, how would they go about it? They just get online and look mm-hmm. for Jerseyville and Airbnb or
exactly. That's exactly right. You log in, you go online, and you Airbnb is a website. Or if you just talk about rental places in Jerseyville, any of those, it should get you to that. But there's quite a few now, and I'm excited about that.
Do you put in an address? How do they know if they want to get yours?
If you just type in Jerseyville into any of the websites, Airbnb or VRBO, you type in Jerseyville, they will all. Mine is called a luxury loft.
A luxury loft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I will remember that. All right. Well, thanks so much, and thanks for coming in, and we'll see you out on the streets of Jerseyville.
Oh yes, thank you so much.